G'day and welcome to Duff's Fishing Report for the weekend of the 19th and the 20th of September. We're well into spring, people, which is great. Had a 30 degree day yesterday nearly here at sunny Port Stephens on the Thursday, but your southerly change kicked up last night and blowing a bit from the southwest today. I think it's meant to blow south-southeast over the weekend. Not of any great significance, only up to about 12 or 13 knots. The seas are meant to be 1.5 metres. I'd suggest you check that, but it seems to have petered off today. A bit cooler and a bit overcast, but hopefully weekend fishing conditions not too bad considering. Look, it's been a week of reasonably good results. A lot of the guys on the breakwall doing well there on the brim and the blackfish still. Brim are a bit smaller. There's a lot of throwbacks and many are starting to spawn. So the fish will get skinny. And really those fillets, when you take the fillets off, a bit watery in my view. Small ones, you can keep them at 25 centimetres, but I mean that is small, and with if they spawned and they're skinny, that there wouldn't be much meat on them. Fish baits are the way to go. Change of tide seems to be working the best. Blackfish the same, although they haven't spawned as yet. Just back onto the brim, they'll probably see them out in the next 3 weeks to 4 weeks. Same as the blackfish. They're getting fish, they're bigger fish. Although some are skinny and some are not. So cabbage bait seems to be working the best there. Make sure you're burly. Still sensitive. But and they're really taking that float down quite subtly. Funnily enough, though, getting reports from Fingal Bay Beach that they're catching them on yabbies. A few of the guys fished last week and they got 8 blackfish on yabbies off the beach. I've never heard of that before. I've got 1 and 2 over the years, but that's something to consider. And then they come in the bay and they're biting real finicky. So that's a funny point of difference, that. Look, some good sand whiting being taken around Corlette, around the groins there. Not that big at the moment, but they're starting to populate. Some nice crabs around the western side of One Tree Island and Shag Island. All blue swimmers at this stage as that water warms up. Bruby Beach still producing some brim, which is good. Pippi and worm baits are working. They're getting more and more beachworms down there at the moment, so hopefully as the water warms up, as we get warmer temperatures and the water gets warmer, we'll find more worms around. Getting some nice brim on Fingal Spit, some nice tailor at Fingal, and there's a hell of a lot of salmon down there. Big whale carcass down there as well, so be Mr. Sharky, you won't be too far. The council, I think, in the process of cleaning it up over these next 2 days, the whale carcass. But the salmon are going to be hanging around, so not much to eat, but still a bit of fun if you want to have a bit of sport on some lures or some fish baits. Try up the northern end of One Mile Beach. They've been getting some brim and the odd whiting around there. Nathan's been doing pretty well on yabby baits. Ocean Rocks, are some pigs around still, so around Fisherman's Bay, Barry Park, and Boat Harbour. Nice drummer being taken there. Blackfish around Barubi and Boat Harbour on cabbage. Also the odd tailor being taken off the rocks at Barry Park, just on metals. Some nice snapper around Boulder Bay, as well as some nice squid being taken around Boulder Bay as well. Outside, last week didn't have too many reports. It was a little patchy. A few guys got into the reds around the outer light. Big Tommy, Jim's Leap, all producing some reds, probably only to about 45 to 50 centimetres were the biggest ones. Getting some tailor on around the little gibber up there, some flathead on the drift at the 40 metre mark, and some kingfish around Esmeralda, just up there at the island, so Esmeralda Cove. Well, just out of that, so just remember it's a habitat zone there, so you can fish with lures. Just be mindful of not drifting into the old sanctuary zone there. So the kings are only small, but it's worth a crack. So that's this week's report. Hopefully you get out and get amongst it. We'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.